Because you have a thought you don't want to give away. So it couldn't be valuable.
Right.
You know, if you got a bunch of, and if you say, well, I got this hidden thought that I want to tell you how ugly you are. Are you telling me that I need to give that thought away? Only if you want to keep your own thoughts of ugliness.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if you want to keep your own thoughts of ugliness, go ahead and tell me how ugly I am.
Yeah.
Because all you do is increase the thought in your own mind. Thoughts are creative, so you draw more ugly things into your own life as you define ugly. And then you become more and more defensive because so much ugly stuff is happening. So you're just really making your own self more afraid. But people are much more generous with their thoughts of criticism and condemnation, generally, than they're generous with their thoughts of, I love you, I appreciate you, I acknowledge you, you're innocent. You know what I'm saying? I watch people in this class sometimes hear stuff from the course that come through me, and they want to erupt with applause, but they feel subconscious about showing their appreciation. But if I had to piss them off, they'd let me know. You know, people don't hesitate after class to come up and say what they don't like sometimes, quicker than what they do like, even though many people do. Do you understand what I'm saying? In our society, people feel like it's better to tell you all the stuff that they have attack and anger about and feel totally self-conscious about saying, I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for being in my life. You make such a difference in my life. We cringe at giving those thoughts away. And then what's the thing that we're most upset about? We feel unappreciated. So it's like, yeah, now you, let me get this straight. You never express appreciation and you walking around feeling like someone's doing an injustice to you because they're not constantly telling you how much they appreciate you. When was the last time you told somebody you appreciated them? As a matter of fact, the fact that you feel unappreciated means you need to do it more than anybody. Like back in the day, the really poor people had to get 20% of their income instead of 10. Because they needed to give more than anybody. You know, and I realized I was one of those people. I was one of those people that was always waiting for someone to love me or appreciate me or acknowledge me without me taking the moment to go, you know what? I appreciate you. Thank you for being in my life. So the generosity then is out of self-interest, which means I don't want anything I can't give away, because if I can't give it away, it's valueless, he says by definition. He said, what would I want it for? Anything that I can't, any thought I can't give away, I'm just going to lose because of that thought. It's not going to benefit me, so I'm not going to seek for stuff that just I can keep. I want to get some stuff that I can share with you. For instance, you are the innocent, holy, unlimited child of God. That's a thought that I don't want to keep. I want to share that thought with everybody in this room, because I don't want to seek what only I could keep, because if it's only what I can keep, I'm going to lose it. And you see it all the time. No one takes anything with them when they die. I often wonder why people who are going to leave large inheritances of things to their children don't ever share it before they die, so they could have the joy of watching their child freak out with appreciation. Why wait till you die? You know, to give away at least some of it. If you're not, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. It's like I'm losing what I am keeping to myself. I'm losing what I keep to myself. But if I shared it, then I could keep the joy. So we're talking about, again, what? Thoughts. So he says, you don't want to suffer, so you don't want to have only things that you can keep. He says, why would you insure yourself pain? Because if I'm just keeping it to myself, then I'm going to lose it, and then I'm going to feel the pain of losing it. And then the court says, now what do you want to keep? And so he said, well, what do you want to keep? He said, you want to keep everything that's of God. You want to keep everything that's of love. Who can tell me what some of those things are? Come on.
Peace.
Love.
Joy.
Salvation. Yeah, those are the things. I want to keep the peace I'm experiencing right now. I want to keep the sense of abundance and nourishment that I feel right now. I want to keep the union that I feel right now. I want to keep the freedom that I feel right now. See, he says, if you're sane, you want to keep the things that are of love. If you're insane, you want to keep the things that keep you afraid. Most people give their peace away first. Before they give their peace away first. That's the first thing that goes. The person pulled out in front of me in traffic, the first thing I give away is I kept my car, but I gave away my peace. Yeah. Right? Wow. So the Course says that these are the things that we can give away in true generosity. I can't give away in true generosity my car, but I can give away in true generosity appreciation, acknowledgement, peace, and the truth to everybody. Mm-hmm. That, he says, I can do. He says, and that protects it for me forever. Yeah. Okay? So are we talking about stuff and we're talking about generosity? Are we talking about stuff and we're talking about generosity? We're talking about the ideas and beliefs that you want to see more of in yourself that are manifested in your life. Those are the ideas that you want to share in order to keep. And as quick as you can, you want to get your life to a simple life where you're not so attached to the things that you own that you don't have any freedom or any peace about them. Then it goes to patience. And I got to share some stuff about patience. It says, if you're patient, all that means is that you're certain of how it's going to turn out. And if you're certain of how it's going to turn out, you don't have no anxiety. So if patience is natural to somebody that demonstrates the truth. Because, look here, I know the time is going right. In other words, I'm certain that God is going to get me out of this fearful, insane world that I live in right now. And I'm also certain that it's going to happen at the right time. It says the time will be as right as the answer. That's going to be true for everything. So when I really wake up to who I really am, I'm going to go, everything's going to happen in its right time, and I'm certain this is all going to turn out all right, and I'm going to have the peace and the joy and the love and the safety that I deserve. He says patience is natural to those who trust. He says what you want to do is you want to say, my past didn't have any mistakes. I didn't look at it that way when that relationship broke up that I thought meant so much to me, but my past held no mistakes. That situation somehow benefited me, and that situation somehow benefited the world. And I didn't understand it when it happened, but I'm willing to reconsider all my past decisions. If they caused me pain or anybody else pain, I'm willing to take a look at it again and say, okay, let me take another look at the way I do relationships, at the way I do the things in my life, if it's caused any pain to me or anyone else. My past didn't hold any mistakes, but I am willing to reconsider. Right. My past didn't hold any mistakes, but I'm willing to reconsider my choices. Hear it? You hear that? I'm patient. Why? Because I'm certain that God is not going to leave his creation in a world where people attack him and don't recognize he's one with them. I know God wouldn't leave me in a world of fear. I know my creator wouldn't leave me in a world of fear. All I have to do is keep sharing the thoughts that I don't want to forget so that they become stronger in my mind and therefore manifest in my life. Okay, let me go through this. Let me go through this.
Because if we stop analyzing, I'm not going to finish it. And I want to finish it. And then hopefully we have some time and we can do that.
I always see my role as helping people hear the Course. That's my role, as far as I'm concerned. It's like to remind people and to hear. That's why I don't get a lot into analyzing it. You know, because analyzing the Course destroys all of the value and the meaning of it. I know it doesn't sound that way because that's what we learned. We learned to learn that way. But it truly destroys all of the energy and the benefit you get out of the material. Because when you break it down into little bitty pieces, you lose the understanding of what it says. And then it frustrates you. And then you just throw the whole thing away. But if we could let ourselves hear stuff like, okay, what is real generosity? I bet you everybody in this room know what real generosity is now. What is it?
Sharing ideas.
Sharing it in order to keep it. And what is patience? You being certain of the outcome. Right. If you tell me you're going to pick me up, then I can patiently wait at the apartment. Why? Because I'm certain you're coming to pick me up. So if you're impatient, it's just because you're not certain. If you're impatient, it's because you're not certain of the outcome. You know, if you're impatient, you're not certain. If you're patient, you're certain it's going to turn out. And we're going to get to that level of certainty. Now, faithfulness is a trip. And I want to make sure I share a little bit about faithfulness. Now, when the Course says faithfulness, it doesn't mean I am faithful to you. Like we do faithfulness. I'm faithful to you. What does that mean? What does that mean? You're faithful to me. It usually means you have exclusive use to my being and nobody else does, and you get all my attention and nobody else does, and there's nobody else in the world that you extend.